producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
Oh, what is it? Are we on the air? How are you? Welcome. It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. He's Stevie B. That's the guy without the glasses. You wore glasses. You lied to me last hour. You said you didn't wear glasses. When we went to Tupelo, Mississippi...
Yeah.
You remember that trip?
No.
You wore Harry Potter glasses the whole trip. Are those real? Do they have a prescription?
No.
They're just aesthetics.
I'm an artist. I felt like wearing...
Harry Potter glasses.
Glasses that made me look like Harry Potter. Yeah. Yes.
And he did. Yeah. All week. We're going to see Elvis's birthplace, and there's Harry Potter standing in line.
Let me show you how much I love you. Because
this could be a very loaded statement.
I could have kept this to myself, but you know, to read, I have to wear glasses.
You're an old man too.
I'm older than you.
3 years. That's not that.
That's a lot.
That's not that much.
It's a lot.
That's not that.
When you're 90 and I'm 93,
what's sad is there's 3 years.
Still kick your butt.
What's sad is there's 3 years between us, and his kids are 20 and older, and mine are 5 and younger.
Yeah, this is...
That's what's sad.
You want to talk about karma?
I'm old, man. I'm old. I mean, see, when you look at the road to the future karma, that you've got versus me, I'm old.
Yeah.
And I'm getting older by the day.
No, you look great.
Yeah, well, we took the three today, and we took a ton of pictures in the apple orchards.
Yeah.
Put them up on the social media.
Yeah.
Oh, those kids are so cute. Like, just like the whole world thinks of that.
Oh, well, they are.
Yeah, there we go.
They took after their mother.
Yeah. And we all thank God for that reality. Hey, interesting little programming note, not for this broadcast, but tomorrow night on the 60 Minutes. You ever watch the 60 Minutes?
Of course.
And, you know, I'm Scott Pelley, and tonight on 60 Minutes. Well, tomorrow, I think we have a little bit of a showdown going on.
On 60 Minutes?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And they haven't really promoted this. This is how bad CBS really sucks at their promotional efforts. They haven't. They have, I think, perhaps one of the most incredible shows that any reality television show will produce this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they've said about it so far.
Right. Well, they're letting it go, you know, grassroots viral.
But here's the thing.
That's the hip, cool thing
here's
to
the
do
thing.
Now.
You know Charlie Rose?
Love Charlie
Rose. I'm Charlie Rose.
He doesn't sound like that.
I'm Charlie Rose. I'm very old, but I'm Charlie Rose.
And then you got Scott Pelley. I'm Scott Pelley. And they each have a huge get for primetime on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Charlie Rose is interviewing Vladimir Putin.
No.
Yeah. So you have Charlie Rose, kind of, you know, he's kind of like internationally, he's kind of respected as like one of the better interviewers that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now he just sits there and stares at the blackness. Like that that studio he's in, it's always just like he's on this empty set with a table, and it's just black everywhere.
How do you
black.
Say that
and
about
just,
a brilliant member
just,
of our
just,
media,
and he just
Charlie
sits
Rose?
There and
he's given some of the greatest interviews in the last 40 years.
And he just sits
and
there.
And he just said about Charlie Rose.
And stares into blackness.
And he just sits there and stares into...
Yeah. But he scored Putin. Vladimir. That's Vladimir to you. So he's going to interview.
I bet he's going to be tough on him.
He well, Okay. We'll see if he lives. So here's the thing. So which one is the bigger get? That's Charlie Rose's get.
Yeah.
Now, who'd Scott Pelley get?
I don't know.
He's fantastic.
Trump!
He's fantastic and you're a loser.
You're fired.
You're totally fired and I'm still fantastic.
Don't remind me.
But so Scott Pelley
gets Trump.
Has the Trumpster.
On 60 Minutes.
On 60 Minutes. And Charlie Rose has Vladimir. Now, who's got the bigger scoop there?
Well, I want to be a fly on the wall when they pass each other in the hall.
No, it's all pre-done. Because you know how 60 Minutes...
I know, but let me just have my fun of Vladimir and Trump.
But it wouldn't work that way, see, because they...
Because here's what's going to happen. They're going to pass each other in the hallway.
Go ahead.
Trump's going to pass Vladimir in the hallway, and he's going to look at him and go...
You're a loser.
Hey, Pooty.
No, that's George Bush.
Hey, Pootster.
No.
Trump's, it's me.
Trump doesn't do nicknames.
Trump. And let me tell you something. Remember when Obama gave a message to one of the guys? When
said I'd be more flexible.
Yeah, just to tell you that when he got in, he's going to be a little bit more. Yeah. Things will be.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something there, Pooty. When I get in, you better behave, son, or I'll nuke you. Okay, you know Trump is looking at him like, behave yourself, Vladimir. Because when I'm in, I'll show you what Trump means.
But the fact that nobody has, like the CBS has not promoted this.
We do not wish any kind of ill will like that upon anyone.
Vladimir.
I'm losing it. I'm now losing it on the program.
But that's a powerful show, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you have those two names and not promote it?
Oh, it's sick.
That should be like the most important show of the week on television.
I think they should do a WWE cage smackdown.
See, I'm being
Vladimir
genuine.
Putin.
I think it's genuinely
just
important
imagine,
programming.
Imagine, like, off the top turnbuckle, Donald's hair flying in the breeze. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, actually, Scott Pelley, they showed a preview of it last night, and Scott Pelley asked him about the North America Free Trade Agreement, which I guess Trump's not a big fan of, and he says, he basically goes, don't like it? Nah, break it. I'll break the agreement.
Trump.
And Pelley goes, you know, it's an international agreement that economics of North America depend on.
He goes, I wrote the art of the deal.
He goes, but, all agreements are written to be gotten out of at some point.
Right.
That's his answer.
Yeah.
So we'll break it.
Negotiate.
Or we'll get out of it. Or we'll do whatever. But I hate it. It's a raw deal for America. It's not fantastic. I'm fantastic. That deal's a loser.
If I rewrote that deal, it would be fantastic.
Yeah. So, which you can't do, Donald. You got to have the Congress write the deal, and then you just sign it or don't sign it. But, dude, I think he's kind of hit his apex.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, polling's
no.
all down. He hit 30, 35, and then he's now back down in the high 20s again.
Is he still on top?
By a smaller margin than he was, but yes.
Are we going to take a phone call?
I don't know.
All right.
Because, I guess.
How much time we got?
We got plenty of time. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So what we're talking
about, Ivan.
Hour two is underway. We've been talking all night tonight about this Hajj thing. You know what the Hajj is? 2 million pilgrims traveled to Mecca to pay homage to the Hajj. And they do their, secret handshakes, and they wear the funny outfits, all of them in white, and they go, and I don't know what they do, but this is what we see. They all go, and they evidently have too many of them for one road, and so then they get trampled sometimes.
You're terrible.
And 10 days before the Hajj started, they had this crane from Saudi bin Laden fall through, just right through the Grand Mosque that covers the holiest spot in Mecca. And so Stephen has asked what question to me.
Is it a coincidence that on 9/11 that just passed, a crane collapsed because of a storm and weather on the holiest mosque in Mecca, and the crane was owned by a company called Bin Laden?
Saudi Bin Laden. And I actually did some research in the last break. This storm was like the queen mother of all sandstorms, followed by the queen mother of all thunderstorms
for their
air area.
Right. And they said,
like, it was wicked,
that the sandstorm shouldn't have caused this. Then there were witnesses in the mosque that were interviewed later that said, well, we heard like a cracking noise and, So it's the storm part that was completely, the fact that a sandstorm became the thunderstorm, like, was very unusual.
Yeah, very unusual, and the worst that they've ever seen. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey, listening to AM 570 The Answer. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, how are you? You know, the culpability of Obama needs to be looked into on this, because I'm under the impression that, yeah, well, you can laugh. You can
laugh. No, 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 please. Ralph, we love you. We're just trying to understand.
Ralph, hold on. We got to take a break.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, because we got to take a break. No, I want you to get your whole statement out. But how awesome is that? We go straight to Ralph. First thing out of the chute. Like, he doesn't even take a breath.
Because when we know
the
he's...
The culpability of Obama.
Because when we know that Ralph's on the line, we say, it isn't possible for him to tie Obama into something like this.
And I don't think
this.
Obama was at the Hajj or operating the crane or ordering the weather. Now, he might have been. But when we get back from this break, we will see if Ralph can piece together the puzzle that is the curiosity of the culpability of Obama in the worst storm/accident/tragedy at the Mecca in, like, the history of the Mecca. Coming right back, Baltimore.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Live shot if you're watching us on Biz TV tonight of Times Square. It's a fairly busy Times Square night in New York. And here's the thing. It couldn't be a more perfect day today. We had the perfect weather. You could snapshot any day of the calendar year. The one we had today, it doesn't get better than that. Not in New York, not in the tri-state area. Forget about it. This is the way the weather's supposed to be.
It was nice up on the farm.
It was nice on the apple farm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, where I live now.
Ivan didn't want to give you the microphone.
I've moved to a farm.
I know. And you've invited none of us to see you.
It's nice up on the farm.
You haven't invited one of us
to
come see
you. I'm calming down more now that I live.
You are already chilling. As soon as you kicked the girls out of the house, it was like, you and the missus now, you're like, yeah, babe, let's just go watch the sunset.
Hubba hubba.
There you go. All right. 888-340-3373. The Hajj. It imploded, exploded. They had weird weather. It was the scientific freak accident of the year. This sandstorm. It looked like something out of like Tatooine from Star Wars. Like, and this all, and this crane falls over and crashes through the roof, and nearly 300 dead from that accident. And then 10 days later, they trampled each other to death, literally on the bridge going into Mecca for the Hajj.
Yeah.
So Stephen has asked the question: is it coincidence? Is it more than that? How do you rectify this?
Yeah, because again, on 9/11, holiest mosque, crane falls through. Name of the company is Bin Laden.
Saudi Bin Laden.
Yeah,
not to be confused with the Afghani Bin Laden or the Pakistani Bin Laden. It's the Saudi Bin Laden, which is Osama Bin Laden's family. So, having said that, Ralph, you've been patient. You've waited. Mr. Martinez is here. Go right ahead.
Notice, if you will, that on 9/11, Obama is kind of laying low. And I'm of the opinion that he sent, an agent, provocateur, saboteur from Iran to tinker with that crane to allow it to, go down on a house of worship, in this particular case, the mosque. Now, but that being said, you also need to look at the dynamics between how an Obama relate to the king of Saudi Arabia. Did he not bow to the king of Saudi Arabia? If you look at that picture, yes, he did. Something like kissing the ring or whatever it is, right? But in the case of the Pope, I was told that when he met the Pope, okay, at the airport, he whispered something along the line of, "Hiya, fellow traveler." That is the and then the Pope reacted to it in a kind of funny way. That's why the picture that you saw was Obama, grinning or smiling ear to ear.
Yeah.
If you see that picture, did you see that? Did you see that
Ralph,
picture?
Hey, Ralph.
Did you see that at the time,
Ralph? Ralph?
Yes.
I have one question for you. What are you talking about?
I'm not quite familiar with the controversy of his arrival.
Ralph, do you think the crane hitting the holiest mosque on 9/11 by a company called Saudi Bin Laden is a coincidence, yes or no?
No, it's got to be by design. The king of Saudi Arabia is the guardian, at least that's what we are told, of the two holiest sites, Mecca and Medina.
Right.
So then,
on the other hand, we call the Pope the Vicar of Christ. And did you see the dynamism at play here between how Obama relates to the Pope? It has nothing to do with religion, how he relates to the Pope. it has a lot and plenty to do with ideology. Which
so then you're of the
you're of the
opinion there's some conspiracy behind it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ralph. Thanks, Ralph.
All right. Then the culpability of Obama, as explained by Ralph, related to the Hajj.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. Let's go to Iowa because Frank is there in Des Moines. Hi, Frank.
Hey, your caller, Martha, hit on a very key point. A loving God would celebrate every life and mourn every death. So it would stand to reason while God did not cause it, he allowed it. Mm-hmm. And since I am convicted that man is a free moral agent, and I believe that your fate and destiny sealed at death, it speaks volumes when God allows these types of mass numbers to perish in one swoop. So the purpose to this is, like Martha said, to awaken our sensibilities as a lukewarm church.
Mm.
We're the last day church, and we're lukewarm. And Christ is about ready to spew us out if we don't set fire back to our spiritual life. And what sets fire is the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
So pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray to warm that water back up and become hot again and serve the Lord and get back to your first love.
Mm. Oh, amen to that, brother. No question.
Frank, let me ask you this. As it relates to the events at the Hajj, you make that argument based... Like, I would see what you just said as being much more applicable to our 9/11.
Well, no, because God loves every soul. God celebrates every life and mourns every death. He created man, so obviously he has a love relationship. He says, "I take no pleasure in the
right." No, no, no. And you're going down a path that I don't. I'm with you on that. Here's the part that you established it based on the returning to one's first love. These are people that don't know the God of the Bible.
Well, I understand that, but we as the people who do have to witness to those who don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to awaken our sensibilities here at home and abroad, where his Christian witnesses are,
right,
to get out in the world and finish his work.
Right. So another way of saying that is, this could be classified in your interpretation as an end times event. That if only,
well, it's certainly a wake up call.
Flag warning for sure.
God gives us these wake up calls to awaken our sensibilities to time is short. And it's a time to finish his work. And he could let go the four winds of strife and let the angel standing at the four corners of the earth, he could let go of that at any time.
Mm.
So when these things happen and when these things slip through, it's to awaken us to the time when he's going to let go of the four corners of earth and it's game on.
Mm.
All right, Frank. Thank you for the call.
Awesome, Frank.
Impassioned.
Thank you.
Let's go to line three. George, Long Island.
Yes, good evening, Kevin. You should know better than anyone that God works in mysterious ways. But to answer Stephen about the stampede, they didn't help each other up because they heard that the express train to heaven had limited seating, so they were just in a rush. And where are the sinkholes when we need one?
All righty.
All right, George. I got all of the references. I think I did.
Yeah.
He was making jokes.
And he was reminding me of our earlier caller.
Anyway, thanks, George. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate your calls. Three phone lines open, 888-340-3373. Is it really coincidence that these events took place? Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Baldwin McCullough live from Manhattan every single Saturday night. That's a live shot there of Columbus Circle. If you're not familiar with the city, that's on the Upper West Side at the base of Central Park. And if you ever come to New York, it's one of those really beautiful street scenes. You need to just at least walk by at least once to say you were there. But we're honored to be able to be with you every Saturday night. I know you've got a lot of choices. And I know that you have a lot of things pulling at your time and attention. And the fact that you have made us the most syndicated, most listened to, most distributed weekend broadcast in all of America is just an honor, and we are humbled by it. And I want to say thank you. Biz TV, our great television partner, putting us in 66 markets and millions of people every week. And, of course, great radio stations coast to coast carrying us live 9 to 11 Eastern, and then a handful of places carrying us even later than that, some a double shot every weekend. So thank you for all that you do. Thanks for being here, and thanks for coming on back. 888- 888-758-8822. 888-340-3373. The topic tonight is simple. It's a story that we didn't get a lot of news coverage here locally about, but at the Hajj, the annual pilgrimage to Mecca, there were a series of tragedies this year. One was a crane that fell through the roof, killing people. And as Stephen told us earlier, it wasn't just any crane. It wasn't on just any day. It was on 9/11. A freak storm causes this thing to fall over, crashes through the roof, kills nearly 300 people on the inside on 9/11. And the crane's owners, Saudi bin Laden, the bin Laden family from Saudi Arabia. Now, fast forward 10 more days, there's this massive stampede and crush, 769 people dead in that incident, 934 additionally injured. The country of Iran, who hates Saudi Arabia, is suing Saudi Arabia for allowing 186 Iranians to die. There's another 85 that have been injured. There's 344 Iranians missing. Just a series of weird, creepy, odd events. Mm-hmm. And, Stephen, you've been asking all night, yep, is it coincidence?
Absolutely.
And I don't think there's anyone listening to this that question doesn't go through their head, at least on some level. Because when you told me all these things back to back, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And I immediately, like, when you said there were other incidents that had occurred in years previous to this, my question to you was, did they happen after 9/11? See where my head was at?
Yeah.
I was automatically thinking, maybe this is justice for something that was done elsewhere, if you know what I'm saying. Let's go to Gino, line one from the Bronx. Gino, good to have you with us. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Well, first of all, let me say congratulations for taking a page out of the Rick Perry playbook by wearing those glasses tonight, because it really doesn't make you sound any smarter, but it makes you look like less of a Nancy boy than you usually are. And as far as the other topic of du jour, much as I love Ralphie from Red Bank and I respect Frank from Des Moines, it was not the hand of God. It wasn't divine intervention. It was just some delicious irony and very poetic coincidence that these things occurred to these fine people that are such worshipers of faith and religion and the religion of peace, that is just so ironic that this would happen. And that would happen on the land of the Saudis, you know, the snakes in the sand that stab us in the back while they sell us their oil. But that aside, it wasn't a coincidence, and it wasn't conspiracy, and it wasn't some hand of God thing. It just happened. It happens to good people. It happens to bad people. It's so deliciously ironic that it did happen during the Hajj. And as far as my little tiff with Stevie B from last week, I tell you, bro, I offered you my sincerest help, and I wanted to be your emergency co-host that night, but you turned me down. You gave me this counteroffer that was ridiculous and ludicrous, so I won't do that again. I know that neither one of you want me in the studio, because I'll just goof on the two of you if that's the case. And just in case Danny Boy from Tampa Bay, Florida calls in, he doesn't need to wear glasses to look stupid. He needs to wear the Hubble telescope to look stupid.
Gino.
Thank you, Gino.
Whatever happened last week, Gino, thank you for your call tonight. Thank you for your weighing in on the topic of the evening.
We never said that we'd never have him in studio. We never said that.
I've never addressed the issue at all.
Right. So I find out very last minute, that's true.
It was totally true.
It was within 45 minutes
fever.
Before I was on the air.
I was plummeting fast.
You said you got to do the show by yourself.
Yeah.
So under those circumstances, I just don't know that I'm talented.
But I might be creating some of this problem, because sometimes when you're out, I do have occasional co-hosts.
Right.
I
think Gino would be a great co-host.
They have all universally been female. And most of them have been younger than me.
I think that we'd never be on the air again if Gino co-hosted with me.
There he goes.
I think the FCC
I think he should be your co-host.
Leave
that little
drop a crane on us, but, you know, that's just
left.
Me.
All right, 888-340-3373. Let's go to, we've only got 10 seconds. Okay, Paul in Bloomfield and Donovan in Louisville. Hang on, we're coming back. We're going to get to both of you before the show's done. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
That's Stevie B singing the return theme. Who was just mocking me for singing some Sinatra in the break? I didn't. What's that all about?
Well, it wasn't that you were singing Sinatra that I mocked. Just because Jackie leaned around the corner and said, "Yeah, are you okay?"
Jackie didn't know Sinatra,
and you went into the next verse. But were you just like, "What are you, Michael Corleone?" Jackie didn't know Sinatra.
Jackie didn't know Sinatra.
Jackie didn't know Frank.
If she had known Sinatra, she would have known the music. She would have known the song.
Jackie didn't know the boss.
I didn't know the boss either. But our morning man on our New York station in AM 970 country in New York City knew the chairman of the board quite well, Joe Piscopo.
Of course.
And now he's kind of like, I don't know.
The greatest, yeah.
The closest thing we have to Sinatra left. He does a lot of Sinatra stuff. And if you're in New York and you're ever, you know, not listening to radio, you need to turn on AM 970, our flagship station, because Joe Piscopo wakes you up 6 to 9 each weekday. And I'm telling the whole nation about it now, all over Biz Television. Get Joe Piscopo on your radio. Or
absolutely.
Or iHeart or whatever.
I agree.
Yeah. Did he promise to help you with that thing you were asking him to help you?
And you know, another interesting coincidence about Joe Piscopo.
What's that?
He's very good friends with our friend Mike Lindell.
He happens to be. The MyPillow guy. If you hey, what's that name? I've heard Mike Lindell before. Yeah. See, what I love about this is, here's the thing tonight, friends. If you enjoy Stevie B and KMC being on your radio, then take our advice and start getting better sleep. Because the minute you start getting better sleep, you help ensure that our little show, our little radio show here, stays on the air. But it's really an incredible thing. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I've never met a person that I've talked to and asked the question of that has never told me that they've never had a sleep problem.
Right.
I've never found a person without a sleep problem.
I sleep with three of them.
Yeah. Because you had so many sleep problems, one wouldn't solve them.
I was messed up. I needed three MyPillows.
Steven was so jacked that it took three MyPillows to straighten him out.
It's terrifying.
By the way, you better bring those to Israel with you.
No, yeah.
I mean, we're staying in good hotels, but it's going
to
be...
Buddy, I go to Jordan next week.
Yeah. You take it with you?
I come home for 3 days.
You bring in the MyPillows?
I go to Manila for a week.
Forget it.
And from Manila, I'm probably meeting you in Israel.
Yeah, with his MyPillow.
With my MyPillow.
Here's the thing. MyPillow will guarantee you get the best sleep possible. How's that possible, Kev? Because for 60 days, you call, you get the pillow. For the next 60 days, they're going to let you try that thing. And if for any reason it doesn't help you sleep better, send it back, full refund, no questions asked. No questions asked. Here's the thing. I've probably turned on, I don't know, easily 500-600 people to the MyPillow since I ran across paths with Mike Lindell. I've never heard one person return their pillow during the 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
And they guarantee, you keep that pillow, they guarantee that pillow for the next 10 years not to go flat.
Hey,
and
Kev,
to not do its job.
Where is it made?
In America. 500 American jobs strong.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Mike,
right there in
Mike
little Minnesota.
Lindell chose to...
No, everybody was telling him, outsource it to India, outsource it to China, outsource it to wherever.
And he's make like, more no. money. Right.
Well, you do it cheaper, they said.
Yeah.
He said, no, I want to employ Americans. So they've sold 6 million. They have like the highest rating that Consumer Reports and the Better Business Bureaus even issue. In fact, there was one time when somebody was trying to pull a scam on Consumer Reports, and it would bring down his grade like a tenth of 0.1%. And he said, hey, can you have them send me that complaint letter? I want to see what it is that they were complaining about. Turned out it wasn't even his company.
And MyPillow is the only pillow to ever be chosen by the National Sleep Foundation.
So you want
their choice.
I'm telling you, friends, there's no bad turn with this. Try the pillow. If it doesn't help you, send it back. They'll give you the full refund. If not, keep it. Get the best night's sleep guaranteed every single night. Here's how you do it. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo codes to get the best price. KMC or STVB. For Baldwin McCullough, KMC, that's me. STVB, that's Stephen Baldwin. Use those promo codes. They'll give you the lowest price. It'll be at least 50% off everything in your shopping cart. But depending on what you get, like the roll-up the travel pillows and stuff, it may even be more because right now they've got all kinds of sales because you're going into the fall and they want to make sure you're well-equipped. So call them tonight, 1-800-506-2641. Start getting better sleep guaranteed. Or your money back. 800-506-2641. Okay, let's go back to the phones. We're talking about the Hajj. We're talking about Iran, Saudi Arabia, karma, 9/11, Mecca. Did any of it have coincidence written all over it, or was it an act of God? Let's go with, we lost Paul. We lost Paul. Okay, let's go to line 3. Donovan in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Donovan.
Good evening, guys. How you doing?
Yeah,
doing well.
Thanks for hanging in there, brother.
Hey, no problem. Listen, guys, I am a Christian. And I don't feel real comfortable trying to second guess what God did or didn't do. But it's totally plausible that he had a hand in it.
Hmm.
I do have a conspiracy theory of my own. It has nothing to do with Obama whatsoever. But the only coincidence in this whole thing is that God created this storm on that date. That is the only coincidence that God did. But I do believe, and everybody knows, it's a Christian anyway, they do know that Mecca is built on holy land that really Israel needs to build a temple on for God to come back. Israel wants that temple gone. And Israel is not happy with Obama, obviously. So it's just kind of like bittersweet, you know, lucky on that part. If Israel did go over there and destroy that crane during that storm on that night, it just fit two birds with one stone. It's
yeah.
Mecca gone so they could build their temple, and 9/11, kind of people be pointing fingers at America because of the date. But I don't think Obama had anything to do with this whatsoever. And as far as the trampling of people, you know, I worked with a girl that is from northern Iraq. She's Muslim, Kurdish, but she's converted over to Christianity. And she told me a long time ago, during the first Gulf War, that she's all for, by the way. She says that these people can't be rationed with. They don't understand anything but force. You cannot reason with them. They only look for your weakness. And that life is not valued to them. So that one comment says it all, you know, about death. And I learned this from my own self, you know. I was a DJ in South Beach, Miami before moving to Louisville, Kentucky. You know, I have a farm, I have 20 acres, chickens, and I have everything. And I've seen more death here in the country than I've been in the city ever.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Donovan. We're short on time.
Thanks,
but very interesting observations. When we come back, Danny wants to take a swipe at Gino. We'll let him have his shot at it next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from the studios of Extreme Media in the New York City area. We're grateful that you're with us every Saturday night. I am Kevin McCullough. He is Stephen Baldwin. It was a treat tonight. We're both in studio.
Yeah.
If you're in the New York area, tomorrow I happen to be preaching at Hope Center Tabernacle in Jersey City at 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. It's the two services they do. They're a couple of hours long. Most of that is not my sermon. So, But would welcome you to come. Hope Center, an amazing, amazing church. They actually built their auditorium to be an art gallery. And their motto is, art steers the culture. And their new theme is, it's time for the church to put their hands on the wheel. Kind of an interesting visual there. But talking tomorrow, the title of my message, A Call to Stand. And we'll see what comes of that. But that's tomorrow at 9 a.m., 12 p.m. If you're in the New York area, you want to come by, I'd love to meet you in person and to see you there. So thanks for letting me make that little promotional plug. Stevie B, let's end tonight. Danny has called us from Tampa, Florida. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Kevin. Hello, Stephen. First of all, I'd like to take a shot at Gino since you took a shot at me. Gino doesn't need to wear glasses. Just when he opens his mouth, you can tell the stupidity comes out. And then, but when cousins breathe, they always said that was never a good thing. But with Ralph, I can understand Gino, but Ralph, what the hell did he say? I didn't even burn one tonight. And it's like, I'm trying to decipher, and I get little words here and there, but he must say something every once in a while that
Did you say you haven't blown one tonight?
No, I haven't really burned one tonight.
Burned one.
I haven't burned one tonight.
A joint.
After I talk to you, though,
you haven't had a joint yet.
I didn't go to karaoke tonight. But listen, I want to tell you about that is, Stephen, that is a coincidence that happened, in my opinion. Hmm. If anything, sinister, it was, check out somebody from the construction company. Hmm. It might be a Saudi Arabia, Iran thing, you know.
Danny, I would have expected you to say that Dick Cheney was behind it all.
Nah, not even him. Not even Cheney was behind that one. But let me tell you real quick. I want to talk about real quick, guys, before about the presidential race. I think Bernie Sanders. Well, that's my man. He'll beat anybody. He could beat anybody right now, including the Trumpster. But do you know that? Because you know who the horse on the outside is on the Republican Party. Have you noticed the little slick boys, Stephen and Kevin, Marco Rubio?
Yeah, Rubio's fantastic, yeah. Brother. Thank you for the call. But about your Bernie thought, I think you need to go burn one.
You know what I'm going to say? Excuse me, it's Bernie Sanders. Can I get a word in here?
Hold on.
Everybody's been talking about me. And I want to say one thing. That Trump may say he's a good guy. Hillary may think she's a good woman. I just got to say one thing. I'm the one that really knows how to say the word huge. I was the one that came up with that pronunciation.
Seriously, Danny.
Huge. Bernie Sanders is huge.
If you're serious about Bernie Sanders, it's because you've burned one too many something.
But I think it should be legal because I'm about being huge.
Kevin, you're fired.
Says Bernie Sanders.
You're fired.
No, I'm fantastic. And you're a loser.
This has been Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for a great evening.
Finishing the circle.
Love you.
Starting where we start. Finishing where we start. What? It's huge.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.